Ask a food safety question or call USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline at 1-888-MP-HOTLINE.
You're listening to the 50,000-watt multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley. New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia. The time is 3 p.m.
Listen anywhere, anytime, on audio now. Call commercial-free 712-432-6621.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the program participants and not necessarily those of New World Radio, Global Radio, WNWR, its staff, management, owners, or licensees.
The following program is brought to you by the CyberSoft Operating Corporation.
It's time for the Tri-State Area's brand new 50,000-watt radio talk show, Between the Minutes, featuring politicians, businessmen, and professionals in the community. Between the Minutes is brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation, www.cyber.com. And now, here's the host of Between the Minutes, Peter Radradotti.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest radio talk show, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. I'm your host, Pete Radotti. The first segment of Between the Minutes will feature Inside Your Computer. This is similar to my newspaper article, Inside Your Computer, in the Philadelphia Public Record, discussing many interesting topics about computer security. What did the following computer programs all have in common? Adobe PDF Reader, Flash Animation, email, and web browsers. Answer, they are all methods that allow viruses and Trojans to install on your computer. I think everyone is aware of email and web browsers as a danger, but very few people seem to be aware of PDF documents, flash animation, and movies as dangers. PDF documents are very common on the internet. Many legal documents and government documents are delivered in PDF format. The reason for this is that a PDF document is much more exact than a web page. You can print a PDF document that looks exactly like it would if professionally printed. PDF also has many other features that include being able to mix in other formats such as animation. That's where PDF has troubles. PDF stopped being a document format years ago and became a container format. That means it contained all kinds of things like viruses. You might think that you can just avoid the use of PDF documents, but you can't. Even the IRS uses PDF format to deliver tax documents such as the W-4. Of course, you can just trust documents that you download from the IRS. That's not a problem. The problem is that the PDF documents are everywhere and are impossible to avoid. And, you know, due to decisions made by Adobe, the format's not safe. The next format is Flash, which is another Adobe product that you cannot avoid. Many animation and movies on the internet today are provided by Flash. There are a great number of reasons for this, including the fact that you can resize Flash displays and they still look good. They compress movies, while other movie formats like MP4 tend to create very large files, and they provide tons of extra features like rewind, look ahead, and others. When you visit a website and there's a short animation or a movie type commercial running, it's a very good chance that it's Flash. Flash and PDF are everywhere. They're just too useful to not be, and no matter how hard you try, you're not going to avoid exposure to them. What can you do? Well, first, there are several problems the crooks have when they want to get a virus or Trojan onto your computer. While PDF and Flash is a good delivery medium, they have to find a way of getting it to you. If they can break into a website, they can replace the Flash or PDF documents with ones of their own. Really popular websites tend to have really good security, which makes that hard. Websites that do not have good security tend not to be popular and therefore are not as good a target. Of course, they can break into a legitimate website, then send out unsolicited bulk email to drive traffic to the site, but that's a lot of work. It's better to find a site that has a lot of traffic and not a lot of security. Sites like that can be created easily by providing something free that people want. The biggest thing that people want free is expensive software that works well. An example are websites that offer Microsoft products or expensive software games free, or PDF documents on how to steal software or increase your game score using cracking codes. Another example are websites that contain free videos of sexual content. Not all of these websites are infected, but it's impossible to know which is and which are not. After that, it becomes harder to create sites that will launch containers for infection. How many people will be attracted to websites that offer free recipes for cabbage and bean dishes? Not enough to make it worth the effort. Remember, these crooks are looking to make money by stealing it from as many people as quickly as possible. A special interest website is not going to attract enough people. How do you protect yourself? Well, you have very little choice here. You need to make sure that your software is all up to date. That will help some, but these programs are basic to the design of the products, and, you know, they're not going to change. Your only real defense is to have a good antivirus program installed and up to date. After that, there is no defense. If you need to protect yourself, your really only choice is a good antivirus program. And if you need a good antivirus program for your computer, let me suggest the one sold by CyberSoft. You can download a free 30-day trial from their website of www.cyber.com. Again, that's www.cyber.com. In wrapping up this week's segment of Inside Your Computer, I hope some of the subjects I spoke about were helpful to you. Make sure you read my article, Inside Your Computer, every Thursday in the Philadelphia Public Record newspaper. We'll be right back with today's guest on Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Here's an important announcement. If you sustain damage from frozen pipes, water damage, don't leave yourself at the mercy of your insurance company. Call Hillis Public Adjusters. We represent you, the policyholder. Hillis negotiates directly with your insurance company to get you the most money you're entitled to, maybe thousands of extra dollars. And the Hillis fee is based on a percentage of the settlement. It costs you nothing until your claim is settled. It's that simple. You wouldn't be your own lawyer. So why negotiate directly with your insurance company? Call 1-800-HILLIS-1. When you have a claim, your insurance company is the last place to call because they want to settle the claim for as little as possible. That's why you should call Hillis Public Adjusters. They'll appraise the damage, do all the paperwork, and negotiate your settlement. If your home or business was damaged, call Hillis Public Adjusters anytime, day or night, at 1-800-HILLIS-1. Why settle for less? Call Hillis first. Call 1-800-HILLIS-1.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about CyberSoft Operating Corporation. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. CyberSoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. CyberSoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. Between the Minutes reaches a large listening audience throughout the Tri-State area with 50,000 watts of power. You could increase your selling power by advertising on the Between the Minutes program. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
When disaster strikes with a vengeance, Americans strike back with generosity. Thanks to your monetary donations, the Salvation Army is there from the very beginning and remains until the healing is complete, serving the physical and emotional needs of disaster victims and emergency responders. Give today at 1-800-SAL-ARMY or SalvationArmyUSA.org and help the Salvation Army continue doing the most good.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Between the Minutes continues on 1540 AM. Brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. www.cyber.com.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We travel so far. Fields and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Born a babe on Bethlehem's plain, gold we bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of might, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to the perfect white. Frankincense to upper heaven, songs a deity night, prayer and praising, amen, raising, worshiping God alive. Star of wonder, star of might, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to the perfect light. It's a perfume, breeze of life, the gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in a stone cold tomb.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes, the Tri-State Area's newest radio talk show featuring politicians, businessmen, and professionals. Between the Minutes is brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. Today's guest on Between the Minutes is Wilfredo Will Rojas, a graduate of Temple University Real Estate Institute and longtime Philadelphia community and labor activist and director of community justice and outreach for the Philadelphia prison system. Wilfredo was on the show last week talking about real estate and business. He's back this week to talk about the Three Kings celebration. It's nice to have you back. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for inviting me. That was a very good entry song.
I'm glad you like it.
Back in church.
Thank you. You're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation, www.cyber.com, with our special guest, Wilfredo Rojas. On this week's show, we will learn about the Three Kings celebration, commemorating the journey that the Three Kings made to Bethlehem. It's what the Latino people call Christmas. Wilfredo, tell us about the Three Kings.
Well, with the arrival of the new year, most Philadelphians and people of other cultures have their Christmas season has finalized. The Mummers Parade was actually what capped off the Christmas celebration in Philadelphia. For Latinos, we are looking forward to the celebration of the Feast of the Epiphany, which is Three Kings Day, known as Three Kings Day, on January the 6th. And after that, we go on. That's 12 days after Christmas, and it's celebrated every year. It's a cultural situation. It's a religious in nature, but it actually has become the Christmas where the children in our community prepare water and hay or grass for the camels who will come that the night before and put presents under their bed.
You mean you put presents for the children or the children put presents for the camels?
Well, we put the water and the hay is for the camels. The kings don't get anything.
The
kings don't get anything. It's for the camels.
Well, they're kings, so, you know, right. They don't need anything.
They have
everything. Right.
And then the kings leave presents for the kids, and it's it's like a second Christmas to Latino children. But it's not only celebrated by Latinos. It's celebrated all over the world. I mean, the Three Kings celebration is a celebration rooted in the Christian doctrine of Western culture.
Yeah, after you told me about it, and really, I didn't know about it. I did know about the 12 days of Christmas. I did know that some of my neighbors kept their Christmas lights on a lot longer than everyone else. And I was aware that there was like a second Christmas, but I wasn't really aware of it. You were telling me that this is also in Poland?
Poland, France, Belgium, Germany, and some other Holland. In some other Western countries.
And from my research on the internet, it looks like that the Three Kings celebration is also tied up with Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
Yes, it is.
So this is really big, and even if people aren't aware of it, they've been exposed to it.
Yeah, the Three Kings, it's a very, like, in if people who visited church last Sunday, it was the Feast of the Epiphany, and it was dedicated basically to the arrival of the Three Kings, or the Magi, as they call them, into Bethlehem. And there's a whole story, biblical story, about how the Magi got to Bethlehem to see the Christ Jesus. Because originally they had come to Jerusalem, where they met with Herod. And Herod said, fine, go find this king. And when you find this king, who is supposedly the king of the Jews, come back and let me know, so I myself can go and pay homage to this king. And when the Three Kings arrived there, they brought myrrh, incense, and frankincense to pay homage to this baby. They expected the king to be in a royal setting, and they stumbled. It was a stable where the Christ child was born, because they didn't realize that it was a stable. But the interesting thing about it is that the Three Kings were Gentiles. They were not Jews.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did they find out about the Christ birth?
There was a star, that the Star of the Orient, which they followed, and that Star of the Orient guided them to where the Christ child was.
Okay, okay. And it ties in with there being magi or wise men, because they understood the stars and they knew that this was a special star, and they followed it.
Yes, they did, and they came from different countries. As a matter of fact, if you look at the history, one of them is purported to be a darker-skinned man, which represents either Africa or one of the Arabic continents.
Yeah, I remember in the creche that I have that one of the kings is depicted as a black man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that basically is an acknowledgment that the Christ child was born for all humanity and not just for one race or the other.
So how does this differ from the Christmas that, like, I celebrate?
Well, we all celebrate the same Christmas. I mean,
Your kids get gifts on Christmas?
Christmas is the birth of our Lord.
So
we have a custom. We go to what we call La Misa del Gallo, which is the midnight mass, Christmas Eve. And that's where we pay homage to the coming of our Lord, coming of Christ. More and more churches are starting to have earlier masses because of the society we live in. So instead of 12 o'clock midnight mass, which we call La Misa del Gallo, the mm-hmm. Mass of the Rooster, they're having the services at 10 o'clock so the senior citizens can get there and get home and the younger people can get there and get home, without any fear of being attacked or being mugged on their way back home.
Yeah. In some Italian families, the Christmas Eve is actually very important, and we also have Christmas Eve Mass. We don't have a name for it, though. It's just Christmas Eve Mass.
It's called Noche Buena. It's called Good Night, actually. Yeah. That's what we call it in Spanish. And it's La Misa del Gallo is very popular in Latin America, places like Mexico and Peru and other Latin American countries. Because it's that the birth of Christ, you're celebrating the birth of our Savior. Those of us that are Christians believe in the birth of our Savior.
Okay. You're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM, WNWR. Be sure to check out our website at www.betweentheminutes.com. That's www.betweentheminutes.com. Our guest this week is Rolfredo Rojas, and we're learning about the Three Kings, the celebration of the Epiphany with the three wise men. So tell us some more about it.
Well, the word epiphany actually means manifestation or revelation. And that holiday signifies that we're celebrating the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles. Like we said before, the Three Kings were Gentiles. So we're actually witnessing a Christ embracing of other people that weren't Jewish. Because although he was Jewish and he was born into a Jewish family, he's the savior of all of the people.
Right.
And that's a manifestation, it's a revelation to the Gentiles, to the people who are non-Jewish, that Christ has come.
Wow. What are some of the traditional dishes that you eat on those days? Are there anything specific to the celebration, or just whatever you want?
No, we have roast pork is usually on the menu of our staple for that day.
That's good because, see, Jesus wouldn't eat the roast pork No. being Jewish. You know?
Roast pork, we also have what they call patties, the beef patties that are made, again, with pork. And we also have it's a festive atmosphere. And then that night, the following days when kids get their toys and their gifts, like in all in other cultures. But we have one up on you, because then on the 6th of January, kids get gifts and toys again.
Do the retailers know about this? Do they do anything
more
special?
More in America. As America become more Latinized, we're having more and more retailers that are beginning to market Three Kings Day.
Well, what's interesting is, you know, you get to take advantage of all the after Christmas sales.
There you go.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, what a bargain. You get two Christmases, basically. And, of course, the kids get exposed to their religious beliefs twice, and they get gifts twice, which obviously is going to reinforce it, besides just making everyone happy.
Now, well, it brings together family. I mean, the Three Kings Day celebration, it's celebrated throughout the community. And it brings together community, and it brings together families a second time during the holidays.
Wow, that's wonderful. I mean, nothing beats getting family together. Mm-hmm. Absolutely nothing. So tell me a little bit more about, you know, what would happen on a typical Three Kings Day.
Well, the night before the 6th, that would be on the 5th, we tell children to gather their grass or their hay or their water and put it underneath their bed in a shoebox or some kind of box, mm-hmm. Because that's for the camels. And the following morning when they wake up, they look under their bed, and you'll find presents that the three kings left for them.
And the shoebox is gone?
Shoebox is gone, and the water is gone. The camels have eaten the hay or the grass, and they've also drank the water. So it's replaced with the gifts and that night.
I wonder if that has something to do with the non-secular tradition of leaving cookies and milk out for Santa Claus.
Yeah, I think it does, but camels don't eat cookies and milk. So, Santa Claus is something that was created much later. But remember, Christmas signifies the birth of Christ. I mean, it's been commercialized. I think that the celebration of the Three Kings Day keeps in that Christian tradition of the celebration of the coming of Jesus Christ to the world.
Yeah. Well, you know, tell me some more about how this is handled in other cultures besides Latino. Do you have any idea how, like, Polish families would celebrate this? Is it exactly the same, or is it any differences?
It's a little different. They have a different dish that they prepare in Polish families. And in France, I mean, we talked about a cake that we were discussing prior to the show that they make in
King's cake.
Yeah. And king cake is something that the French prepare.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that the French were so much engaged in the whole celebration of Three Kings Day.
Yeah, apparently it goes back centuries. And mm-hmm. I've tried king cake, and basically it's a coffee cake. It's very dry, and it's decorated with specific colors. I can't remember what the colors are right now. I think it's like green and purple, something like that, that represents different things. I think the purple represents royalty, and the green represents life or something. But, I just wasn't aware of it. It just wasn't something that was, you know, I was very much exposed to. Even my Polish friends never mentioned it to me, but maybe they just didn't celebrate it the way other people do. I don't know.
See, what happens is as you come to this country here, a lot of the old customs from the old country are then meshed into the customs and culture of this country. And this is a pun intended. In some countries, there's an accent on the celebration of Three Kings Day, or Dia de los Reyes, like they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are countries that still it's very important to them as part of their culture.
I wonder if this is going to catch on with countries that are not traditionally Christian. For example, in Japan, Christmas is now a huge holiday. It's not celebrated as a religious holiday except amongst the Japanese Christians, which are a very small minority. But it's a big holiday. And I wonder if they'll be exposed to this and pick this up too.
Well, my fear is that the commercialization of Christmas might extend itself into Three Kings Day, and it begins to lose its religious.
I'm not sure most families, financial well-being could stand that.
Well, this point in time in history, but you never know down the road. Now, the most important thing is that we have to, number one, I personally want to keep the tradition alive with my own kids. And when they go to school, they'll introduce that tradition to the other kids that they'll be going to school with that probably don't practice this tradition of Three Kings Day. And hopefully it's something that, see, in the United States, there's an interchanging of culture. And that's what makes our country great. And that's what makes our country culturally diverse, that we're able to inject new aspects of culture to the dominant culture. And that's why we're more and more like a salad bowl, so to speak.
The great melting pot.
Well, I don't think we melt. I think we're more of a salad bowl. Because everybody keeps their own individuality as a culture.
Well, yeah, except, you know, when you hit the second and third generation, there's definitely a cultural loss.
That's true. Primarily among Europeans. If you look at the Latino community, although most of them are speaking English, they still embrace and maintain a lot of their culture because that's what sets them apart from other cultures.
Okay.
And the same way that the Jewish community, they keep a lot of, even their younger kids, keep a lot of traditions of the Jewish faith alive.
Well, actually, there it's codified into a strict educational system that's required, mm-hmm. which, results in bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, and, it's part of the religion, the education of the culture and the language.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not a part of this is not educated. This is just family tradition and cultural traditions just going on.
Well, it's rooted in most Latin American countries and most Western European countries are predominantly Christian, and it's rooted in the biblical history of our times as to how Christianity, if you read the Bible, it talks about the birth of Christ and it talks about the arrival of the three kings in Bethlehem.
Wow.
Although some religions say that there were more, that they never mentioned three kings, but we can get into an argument over what the Bible says and doesn't say.
Well, not on this show. That's a different show.
Right, right. Yeah. But because I've raised this with some people from other faiths that are actually Christians, but they have a whole different interpretation of the biblical significance of the three kings.
Now, let me ask you. Let's say I'm listening to this show and I don't do the three kings. But I want to introduce it into my family just a little bit. What would be some simple, easy ways to introduce this to my children and my family?
Well, number one, short of a PowerPoint presentation to your kids.
No. Let's make it really simple.
Okay, what I would do is, number one, explain to the children about the biblical significance of the three kings and what that meant in terms of paying homage to a king that was born, not the king in the sense that he was of royalty, but a king who was born in a stable. He was born in a stable in a king that was born of poor, and a king that is the savior of mankind, according to Christian doctrine. And once we introduce the children to that, the three kings, it's a way of themselves paying homage to the Christ Jesus. So I think that that's the first thing. Then the second thing, if you really want to do a hook, you talk about the conveyance of presence, because that will really get the kids excited about it.
Okay, well, you're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM and live on the web at WNWR.com, brought to you by Cybersoft Operating Corporation. I'm your host, Pete Rodotti. Right after this, we're going to open up the lines for callers. In Pennsylvania, it's 610-667-WNWR. In New Jersey, toll-free at 877-667-WNWR. Again, Pennsylvania, 610-667-WNWR. In New Jersey, 877-667-WNWR. We'll be right back. More of Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Here's an important announcement. If you sustain damage from frozen pipes, water damage, don't leave yourself at the mercy of your insurance company. Call Hillis Public Adjusters. We represent you, the policyholder. Hillis negotiates directly with your insurance company to get you the most money you're entitled to, maybe thousands of extra dollars. And the Hillis fee is based on a percentage of the settlement. It costs you nothing until your claim is settled. It's that simple. You wouldn't be your own lawyer. So why negotiate directly with your insurance company? Call 1-800-HILLIS-1. When you have a claim, your insurance company is the last place to call, because they want to settle the claim for as little as possible. That's why you should call Hillis Public Adjusters. They'll appraise the damage, do all the paperwork, and negotiate your settlement. If your home or business was damaged, call Hillis Public Adjusters anytime, day or night, at 1-800-HILLIS-1. Why settle for less? Call Hillis first. Call 1-800-HILLIS-1.
America's men and women in uniform sacrifice every day for our country so we can continue to do the things we enjoy most, like playing soccer with our kids. But that's not an option for some families. I'm Devin McTavish, D.C. United Defender and two-time Humanitarian of the Year. For more than 140 years, the Armed Services YMCA has provided support for military families. Please join the ASYMCA in taking care of our soldiers' loved ones so they can continue to take care of us.
The Armed Services YMCA, serving those who serve America. ASYMCA.org.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about Cybersoft Operating Corporation. Cybersoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. Cybersoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. Cybersoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. Between the Minutes reaches a large listening audience throughout the Tri-State area with 50,000 watts of power. You could increase your selling power by advertising on the Between the Minutes program. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
When disaster strikes with a vengeance, Americans strike back with generosity. Thanks to your monetary donations, the Salvation Army is there from the very beginning and remains until the healing is complete, serving the physical and emotional needs of disaster victims and emergency responders. Give today at 1-800-SAL-ARMY or SalvationArmyUSA.org and help the Salvation Army continue doing the most good.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes, a Tri-State Area's new radio talk show featuring politicians, businessmen, and professionals. I'm your host, Pete Rodotti. Today's guest on Between the Minutes is Wilfredo Will Rojas, a graduate of Temple University, and he's talking to us about the Three Kings. Wilfredo, while we were during break, we actually got a caller who called in and said that the Italians started the Three Kings, but I don't see that as much of a problem. We can share.
Sure, even if they started it, the question is, you can see if they, Rome, it's a Christian tradition primarily celebrated by Catholics. And if the Italians started, fine. The question is, do they continue to practice it today?
Well, probably some do. I wasn't aware of it in my family other than as the Epiphany. I mean, we went to Mass. That was pretty much it, you know.
But did you go to Mass on the 6th? Because, for example, we celebrated the Feast of the Epiphany on Sunday, and Sunday was the 2nd.
Yeah, I'm not sure it makes much difference.
See, in our culture, the 6th is the day when we celebrate it. But, you know, one thing that's interesting, Pete, is that in this country, more and more, you'll have all kind of celebrations. The mayor gets visited by the Three Kings, a tradition that was started years ago here in Philadelphia, where people dress up as the Three Kings. They actually come to the mayor. There's a parade in North Philadelphia started by Taller Puertorriqueño, where people actually dress up as the Three Kings, and they distribute toys to the needy kids up in North Philadelphia. So it's a tradition that's kept alive in the neighborhoods.
Wow. I want to remind everyone that the phone lines are open. In Pennsylvania, it's 610-667-9697. Again, that's 610-667-9697. In New Jersey, you can call toll-free at 1-877-667-9697. Again, 1-877-667-9697. You're listening to Between the Minutes. Back to you.
Okay, Three Kings Day, that is going to be celebrated on January the 6th. If there are any callers out there that have any kind of special celebrations that are occurring, they should call this show and share them with us. It's about sharing. Three Kings Day is something that's primarily celebrated now in this city and in this region by the Latino community. Other communities have the same celebration, but they pretty much left it in the old country. And it's something I think we should start reviving again.
Or it's celebrated in a different way or under a different name, like the Epiphany. I always knew it as the Epiphany, not as Three Kings.
Okay.
You know, but then we didn't give gifts or have any of these wonderful traditions that you're talking about, like the straw and the water.
But and even after that, you know, like I said before, in Puerto Rican culture, we continue to celebrate Christmas all the way 8 days after the Three Kings Day, and then another 8 days after that. So it goes well into February where the celebration continues because it's a festive time of year. And
wow,
people are really into the whole, you know, when you talk about the Christmas spirit, they start around Thanksgiving and go all the way up to February. It's probably longer than the football season.
Well, yeah, it does sound that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but it's a great tradition to have alive. I mean, people really go all out and they cook a special dish, arroz con gandule. They have the coquito, which is the Puerto Rican eggnog.